Charge! Come on, come on! Follow me!
Old codger! I do hope you're not referring to me. What would you know? A lowlife like you wouldn't recognize nobility if it came up and bit you on the Enough dilly-dallying! Where's the princess? I can't see her anywhere. Well, they certainly took us by surprise, but nothing we couldn't handle, eh? Now, where's the princess? Where's my Medea? My precious one and only daughter? Ah! There you are! Thank goodness you're safe, Medea! Yes! Yes! Here we are. If my memory serves me correctly, this is the place. This is the town where Master Rylus lives. I am not your granddad! And of course Dhul Magus is our man. He's the one who turned Medea and I into such laughing stocks. But that dastardly magician can't hide from us forever. We must track him down and lift this confounded curse. Oh, just look at my poor Medea. And we'd only just settled on her engagement to the Prince of Argonia. Oh, that despicable Dhul Magus. That's why it's imperative we locate Rylus. Will you go and find him? That's the spirit! I knew I could rely on you! I'll be waiting here. Don't you see? Rylus is the very man who taught Dhul Magus his meddlesome magic! There's every chance he'll be able to give us a clue as to the whereabouts of that evil rogue! That's why you must find him! I'll be waiting for you here. Well, that was a fine reception. Don't they realize who I am? Judging a book by its cover, don't they know it's what's inside that counts? So then, did you manage to find Master Rylus? What? He's dead? Oh, no, no, no! Well, I suppose there's no point crying over spilt milk. It's Dhul Magus we're after. He's the one who cursed the princess and I, after all. He's the one who made us look so ridiculous. I had hoped Rylus might be able to help us locate him. But it seems we'll just have to track Dhul Magus down by ourselves. With Rylus gone, we have nothing further to gain from staying here. Let's be on our way. Are you not afraid of me, young lady? A strange creature? Are you referring to me? Not to worry. I've had worse things said to me today. You know, you remind me of my Medea. You're about the same age. Anyway, you say you had a dream about me. Most peculiar. Magnificent! She wasn't afraid to look at me at all, not one bit. Oh, she reminds me of my Medea. We must give this young girl a helping hand. Right then, my boy. Go and find the house by the well and see what it is she wants. Me? I'll wait here with the princess. We don't want to cause any more of a stir. Am I to take it by the look on your face that you haven't been to see that delightful young girl yet? She said she lives in the house in front of the well. We'll be waiting here, so you hurry up and find out what it is she wants. Go on! Chop chop! What? You imbecile! She told you all that and you still turned her down? Use your head, boy! If this Kaldarasha gets his old powers back, we can have him look into his crystal ball for us. He'll be able to tell us where that hateful Dhul Magus is. What were you thinking of, turning her down like that? Get back into town and tell her you'll help. Go on, go. I see. Magnificent! Such devotion to her father. I'm impressed. Just how a daughter should be. And if this Calderesha gets his powers back, there's nothing he can't find, am I right? Then we'll kill two birds with one stone! If everything goes according to plan, we'll find out where that hateful Dolmagus is. The time's getting on. Medea and I will stay outside. That's the last time we set foot in a barbaric town like this. But you should spend the night at the inn and rest well, so that you're ready to take on the world tomorrow. In the morning, we leave for the waterfall cave! So, what happened? Did you do what the young girl asked, Well? What? Dolmagus killed Master Rylus? The same Dolmagus we're looking for? That fiend killed his own teacher? And you say he headed south? Then there's no time to lose. We must go after him at once. Let's be on our way. Ah, I was starting to think you'd got lost. Right, let's go to the waterfall cave and see if we can find that crystal ball. Medea and I will be right behind you. If you have any trouble, feel free to consult us. Away we go. It looks like we've found it. Naturally, I'd love to come in with you, but I couldn't possibly put Medea in danger. I'm sure you'll do a fine job of finding the crystal ball without us. We'll be waiting here. You be careful in there. What a tragic affair. There can be no question. This is Dolmagus's treachery. I saw everything. It would appear that Alistair also wishes us to bring Dolmagus to justice. His sacrifice shall not be in vain. Now we have yet another reason to stop Dolmagus's foul reign of terror. I shall await you by the carriage. Cheerio! Permission? Permission? Your bridge lies within my kingdom, you oaf. I see your mouth is as vulgar as your face. Yes, I'm the king. And who exactly do you think you are? Yangus. The one and only Yangus. What a shame there aren't more of you. Now kindly remove your one and only self from my bridge and clear off. Now, my boy, now's our chance to cross. Now that's what I call just desserts. As the saying goes, crime doesn't pay. Let us carry on then, my boy. There, there, my precious Medea. Did the bad man scare you? What are you doing? But he attacked us. Why the devil are you helping him? Just leave him. It's poetic justice. Nay, divine justice. What is the world coming to? Yangus, was it? You can show your gratitude by getting out of our sight. What? Still here? If you won't do us the favour of leaving, I'll be happy to provide some encouragement. Gav! What is this nonsense? Are you a complete imbecile? This boy is my retainer. If you're in anyone's service, it's mine. What a socket! Who do you think you're speaking to, you good-for-nothing scoundrel? Just where do you think you're going without me and my beautiful princess? I did it! I did it! I finally did it! Ah, there you are. Perfect timing. I've got something to show you. Ta-da! Looks like a normal pot, doesn't it? But it's actually a legendary alchemy pot. I can see that doesn't mean much to you. Allow me to explain. The alchemy pot is an invaluable tool for making different kinds of items. It lets you mix different ingredients to create hard-to-find items, armor, and weapons. After my kingdom was cursed, I thought it might come in handy. And managed to spirit it out of the castle. But that's not all. I spent night after night trying to get it working again. No, you can thank me later. Right, Well, it's in my carriage, so why don't you give it a try? It's surprisingly easy to use. Well, it looks like we've arrived. I'll meet you outside town with Medea and the carriage. It wouldn't do to stir up the natives again with my extraordinary appearance. Ah, there you are. I've been waiting for you. I hope you haven't forgotten about the alchemy pot. You really should give it a try. What's that? You say you don't know what to make? Well, I'm sure you'll come across some recipes as we travel from place to place. Why don't we have a look inside your bag? Well, well, you already have enough items to make some very interesting things. Just try mixing some ingredients and see what you come up with. Practice makes perfect. Use the miscellaneous menu to open the alchemy pot screen. Give it a try. Well, I'm sure you'll find some recipes as we travel around. Keep your eyes peeled. Let's have a look inside your bag. You don't seem to have enough items to make anything just yet. Why don't you have another look around Peregrine Key and see if you can find any recipes? Well, come on, then. Look around and see what you can find. Ah, I see you've returned. Well, if the look on your face is anything to go by, you seem to have found a recipe for the alchemy pot. That means you can get started right away. Give it a try. Practice makes perfect. Oh, still short of recipes, eh? You can't just ignore it, you know. It's far too important. You have to master it, otherwise we'll have a hard time later on. So, go back to Peregrine Key and have another look around. Chin up. Don't despair. Now get to it. Ouch! Ugh. What the devil do you think you're doing? Yo, Yangus, Jessica! What are you all doing in here? You were gone for such a long time, I was getting rather worried. So I just decided to come and look for you when this... What's wrong with you? Unhand me at once, you insolent ruffian! Get him off me! Good! Tell us what's going on. What ordeal do you intend to put us through next, hmm? Well, what is it? Can you hear me out there? There's a secret passage in here! Medea! My Medea! You're safe. Were you lonely without me? There, there. It's all right. We'll leave this horrible place at once. The princess and I will go on ahead. Make sure you're not too far behind. Wait! It's been a while. Duel Magus. Shut up! Return my daughter and I to normal at once! Do you realize what you've done to my castle? What? I'll be waiting by the carriage with Medea, then. Ah, Angelo. You look like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Maybe it would help to get it off your chest, hmm? Not that I want to force you, mind. Angelo, I'm so... Wait. I see. Magnificent! What a dutiful maid! Worrying about her master so. I am impressed. A faithful retainer like her is a most precious treasure to a king. And you say she's about the same age as my dear Medea? Very well. Now this is an order. I want you to help this maid with her request. I beg your pardon? A detour? Well, if you get onto it quickly, it won't be a problem, will it? Off we go. We must lend a hand to this delightful maid of yours. Well, it's all right for some, isn't it? No doubt King Pavan treated you to plenty of fine food and drink, you lucky toads. The princess and I have been waiting, you know, stuck here outside town. And the deer isn't much for conversation these days, hmm?
Oh, that despicable Abby! What a hideous affair! It was bad enough being turned into a monster, but that's the first time I've been threatened with torture! It's a disgrace! I'm a king! A great ruler! Just thinking about it makes my blood boil!
Well, Yangus, at least you were right about something. No one here so much as bats an eyelid at me. So, the pub awaits. I'll go on ahead, and I wouldn't want to get in your way. You go and find this brains fellow. I'll be waiting for your report. Medea! Where's Medea? She's gone!
Are you saying some mini-hammer crook from this slum has kidnapped my daughter?
Well, we must find them, then. Forget everything else. Getting Medea back is all that matters.
Well, what are you waiting for? You heard me, didn't you? We must find the culprit immediately and save my precious daughter.
So, it was you. You're the scoundrel responsible for taking the princess.
Who are you calling a monster?
Give my Medea back right now or suffer the consequences.
What? You sold my daughter? That's it! Slay this worthless wastrel!
Then why are we dallying around here? We must go to this geezer's shop immediately!
Are we not already in possession of the Venus Tear? Why didn't you just give it to her?
Medea, what a terrible ordeal you must have been through. I'm so sorry. I won't leave you alone again. I'll never go to the pub like that again. I promise.
Well, we're ready to leave whenever you are. What's our next destination?
It would be no hardship to me if I never ever set foot in Pickham again. But I suppose we have no choice.
It never used to be this difficult to get a drink. Another thing that wretched Dolmagus is responsible for. Confound him and confound this curse!
But it's Medea who's really suffering. Turned into a horse, just when she was betrothed to be married.
Oh, you're back already. That was unduly expedient of you.
So, have you found out where Dolmagus is?
What was that? I thought I heard Medea.
Well, I never.
What have we here?
Yes, this must be it. The ancient ship we heard about in Pickham.
Now we can pick up Dolmagus's hateful trail again.
But it's enormous. How on earth will we get it down to the sea? I must admit, I'm rather stumped. If only it wasn't quite so far inland.
I know. Show me the map.
Now, let's see. Here's my castle. Which means now we must be...
Here! Unbelievable! We're directly south of the castle!
I had no idea we were so close to home!
In that case, we should go back to the castle and see if we can find mention of this ship in the library.
We might just find a clue!
There's no time to lose! We must return to Trodane!
To the castle!
We can't get in like this. Jessica, can you get rid of these thorns with some of your hocus-pocus?
Oh, my poor castle. It used to be so beautiful, but now it's in ruins. And it's all because of Dolmagus's evil curse. That's when our journey began. And the castle's secret treasure was plundered.
Ah, there you are, Princess. I know you like to look at the stars, but it's a little chilly to be outside. Perhaps you should retire to your chamber.
What's this? What's going on?
Speak to me. I command you.
Tell me what happened here.
The sealed chamber? But surely no one would...
Yes, but what if... I can't just stand by and let someone steal it.
I don't know.
Well, if there's no other alternative... You! What do you think you're doing? I forbid you to touch that scepter! You're that jester! You came to my castle so you could steal the scepter? Stop! That scepter must never leave this castle! What on earth? That day, we were inside the magic circle, but you weren't. How did you manage to survive? Who knows? Maybe it was just luck. You've always been a lucky one. Yes, of course. The castle library should be just over there. Oh dear. What a state the place is in. It's such a terrible shame. To work then. First things first. We need to find a book containing information on that ship. Maybe there'll be some kind of clue as to how to get it moving again. Ah, you found something. Let's read it and see if it can be of any help. So, what we've discovered is that long, long ago, the area where we found the ship was at the bottom of an ocean. It doesn't really help us now, though. If only the ocean still existed, it would be plain sailing. What on earth? What's going on? How did we get... Stop your ridiculous blithering! This is all thanks to my precious Medea! Right then, it's decided! We sail for the west! Get to it! We can't be absolutely sure it was Dulmagus who killed Golding, but I'm quite sure we can be sure enough to be sure. Why don't we go and have a look at those ruins on the island to the north? Maybe we'll be able to find some kind of clue. Of course he can! Even as a horse, her inner beauty shines through. That's right, my darling. Wait a moment. How can you recognize this horse as my beautiful princess? Really? Where? How? What are you flapping about? I've been here the whole time, you twit! No. No, my dear. I'm sorry. It's just that you take my breath away. Come here and let me look at you. Medea. My darling Medea. I'm so sorry for making you pull the carriage. It must have been so hard for you. I promise, I'll make it up to you. That's my Medea. Well, it's high time I restored my own visage to its former glory. What's wrong? Medea! Oh, my princess! What is this new devilry? It seems our celebrations were premature.
Wait a second. For some reason, Medea doesn't want to move away from the spring. Just give her a moment or two. Can you come over here? For some reason, Medea doesn't want to move away from the spring.
Consider it as a request from me as well. She asks for so little of us. It really is the least we can do. Actually, no. Think of it as an order. Understood? I didn't quite catch you. My ears must need cleaning. Come again. Will you grant her this one request? Very well. Now that that's decided, we can move on. Very well. Now that that's decided, we can move on. Wait a moment. This won't do. You're forgetting something important. He must be the man we heard about in Argonia. The old wizard, who lives in the forest to the west. If I'm not mistaken, he knows something about the magic mirror. We'd better visit his home and ask him about it. Come a little closer. Look at us. Don't you see? We can't tell him his fiancée has turned into a horse. Much better to keep the truth a secret for now. Make sure everyone knows to keep it under their hats.
Prince Charmless! What is our destination?
Prince, please restrain yourself. Medea is... I mean... My horse isn't accustomed to being ridden.
Come on now! Down from my horse at once, you fat oaf! That's my horse. Stop this at once. I simply cannot allow you to harass her any further. If you must strike something, strike me instead.
What? No, no, no. Oh, for goodness sake, I will choose to do that. No, what?
Is that a castle? Let's see. If my memory serves me correctly, this must be... Yes, it's the kingdom of Argonia. My daughter is due to marry the prince of this realm. Well, well, well. Argonia indeed. That means you'll undoubtedly meet King Clavius and Prince Jommels when you go to collect the magic mirror. And when that happens, you must keep the current condition of the princess and I absolutely secret. If anyone inquires as to the purpose of your travels, tell them you are hunting the villain known as Dulmagus and nothing more. In any case, there's no way the princess and I can enter the kingdom looking as we do. We have Dulmagus's treachery to thank for that. All the more reason to find him and put an end to his schemes as quickly as possible. I'm not about to let Dulmagus's hellish curse cheat my daughter of a match made in heaven. Quite right, old man. But we need this mirror's power. It's imperative we find a way.
Yoo-hoo! I am not your granddad. And if you must make fun of someone, perhaps you should look in a mirror.
You defeated Dulmagus? But this can't be. Why on earth hasn't the curse been lifted?
Oh, no, no, no! Why? Why isn't it wearing off? Ever since he stole the treasured scepter from my castle.
Aha! Yes! What about the scepter? What's happened to it?
Yes! That's it! My family's treasured scepter!
I suppose you're right. We won't accomplish anything twiddling our thumbs here.
Let's go back to Argonia for a while.
Well done, everyone. I'm at a loss as to how we will proceed from here, but for tonight we must rest. I will spend the night in the wagon. I don't want the princess to be lonely. Sleep well.
How dare you! What a nerve calling us all that before we've even uttered a word! You should at least give us an explanation as to what exactly you think is so unsavory about us.
At last! At last we can finish off that despicable Dulmagus!
Yes, we've been travelling for a long while now. Looking back on all the hard times, I feel strangely nostalgic.
But this is no time for reminiscing, you dawdler! This is our chance! Apparently, Dulmagus is a bit under the weather at the moment. We must give him a good thrashing and lift this diabolical curse.
We'll be waiting here. I'm sure you won't have any trouble.
Wait! Have you gone completely doolally?
Ah, she's finally coming too.
Ah, it looks like you're back with us at last. Don't you remember? You disappeared the day after we defeated Dulmagus. There's no need to rush. Just take your time and start at the beginning. The plot thickens. Do you mean to say that the reason Medea and I haven't been turned back to normal is also to do with this Rapthorn fellow? You mean the royal treasure? Come to think of it, I don't know. I lost sight of it in all of the hullabaloo. Good grief! I don't think I've ever been so cold. Shouldn't we be going after Jessica? Then we shouldn't be wasting our time here. It's not because I can't stand the cold or anything, you understand. Come on.
Let's turn back. If we stay here any longer, we'll all catch our death of cold. I shouldn't have to put up with being in a freezing place like this. It's all Dormagus' fault. No, but he's dead now. So I suppose it's that Leo what's-his-name's fault. I don't know. A dog of all things. Oh, I beg your pardon? How uncalled for! I don't see why I shouldn't be able to say whatever I please. You've no right to talk to me like that. No right at all. I'm absolutely livid. Livid, I tell you. I'm going on ahead. Why are you looking at me like that? Spit it out. Have you got some kind of problem with me, boy? Is that all you've got to say for yourself? Well, your silence speaks volumes. I don't know. Just looking at you at the moment makes my blood boil. I'm going on ahead. How dare you, boy? How could you say such a thing about your own master? Honestly, who do you think called for the dog's help in the first place? I heard that, Angelo. More use than a certain king, you say? How dare you? How terribly kind of you. First you save us from the avalanche, then you put us up for the night, and now you warm our innards. Now that's what I call hospitality. You loathsome lowlife! You of all people have no right to call me weird! Ah! That sounds like an excellent idea. Right then, chaps, there's no time to lose. Yes, yes, wise words, my good woman. Very well, we shall rest here for the night. By George! Princess! Are you all right? Were you cold in the night? Right then! Off to Orkutsk! Toodly bye! Well, it seems we've arrived in Orkutsk at last. And that nook grass really is quite marvellous. I wasn't a bit cold, even in all that snow. Now we can stay outdoors as long as we like. Excellent! Well, I'll be waiting outside the town as usual. In you go! That's what parents are for. We always try to take care of our children and help them out if they're in a pickle. But I'm sure you didn't invite us here to tell us your life story. If I'm not mistaken, you have a favour to ask. You ninny! Have you no notion of what's happening here? The dog we're chasing is systematically sniffing out the descendants of the sages. And Marta is one of them. Of course we have to go. Stop this dilly-dallying at once. Believe me, his list of crimes needed no addition to persuade us of that. But what are we supposed to do now? We finally catch up with the fiend, and he flies off. How can we possibly hope to follow? That was disappointingly inconclusive. We have no idea where the sea chart is, for one thing. Still, chin up. All we can do now is head east after that pesky hound. Well, I think it's a splendid idea. The girl wishes to join our illustrious band, does she not? Well, the more the merrier, I say. Safety in numbers and so on. You blinkered idiot! You swap my princess for those bedraggled mares! I am not amused. Just who do you think Medea is, Oh, I don't know. What do you mean? Surely you don't expect us to help you attack the village? I'm afraid you've misjudged us. We're not about to help you with your tyrannous scheme. Now listen, my boy. You cannot ignore the request of a lady. I mean bird. I mean lady bird. Oh, blast and botheration. What I'm trying to say is that there's no excuse whatsoever for not helping someone in need. Do not worry, Imperia.
These people serve me, and I order them to rescue your egg.
Well, that was a singularly unusual affair. To think, there is a whole other world. If I hadn't witnessed it with my own eyes, I'm quite sure I would never have believed it. And if that strange eye wasn't there, I'd be convinced it had all been a dream.
I think a monster just spoke to me. You there, you're a monster, but you don't fight or run away? What business do you have being so welcoming? Explain yourself. Well, I never. I had no idea such a place existed. Of course, you know what this means. I can wander about without causing a stir. It's a veritable paradise. Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, follow me!
Ha 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 ha! You read me like a book, my good man. This is just what I was looking for. Oh, goodness! Well, well, well! I am impressed. This is delicious! As you wish, my good man. But this drink is more than enough entertainment for me. Well, well... That's quite a tale. Very interesting, I'm sure. But this drink is absolutely fascinating. Well, that was delicious. It was worth venturing this far into the forest just for that alone. It doesn't seem quite right to partake in a beverage at the moment. Oh well, I suppose one wouldn't hurt. Well, that was delicious. It was worth venturing this far into the forest just for that alone. Oops! Someone's coming. We must hide.
Ah-ha! You inconsiderate nincompoops! Where on earth have you been? I've been beside myself with worry. If you will be imprisoned, kindly make it somewhere easier to find. Nincompoops, every one of you. Well, anyway, never mind. At least you're all safe. Oh, I suppose you've heard. The Lord High Priest has been killed. And it's quite clear who the culprit is. No time to shilly-shally. Come along, we must go. Ah, there you are. Welcome back. I saw you all in action. My wonderful men. You were magnificent. Of course. And I suppose you weren't magnificent either. Wise bird! God! Are you leaving us already? I see. Well, anyway, we are in your Wait a minute! Aren't you forgetting something? What about the princess and I, Just how long are we going to have to suffer this outrageous curse? Really? Splendid! I feel much better for hearing that. Well, I don't know where your next destination is, but take care. Is it proper to tell a god to take care? Goodbye. It's taken you this long to notice. A personality as rich as mine always sparkles. Ooh! I'm back to normal! Hurrah! I'm back! Finally rid of that hideously ugly guise! What did you say? Are you blind? Dazzled by my striking appearance, no doubt! Wait! This is no time for an argument! Where's the princess? Where is my beautiful Medea? Medea! You're back! Oh, my beloved Medea! At last! At last the curse is lifted! Everything is back as it should be. Oh, my castle! My castle is back to its old self too! Trodane is restored! The glory returns! Everyone, this calls for a banquet! Prepare a feast! The scepter of Trodane! Careful with that! It's full of hocus pocus! Don't touch it! Ah, there you are! Just in the nick of time! I knew I could depend on you! You have to take Medea and escape from here at once! I can't possibly let that awful Prince Charmless marry my beautiful Medea! My country's honor matters not one jot compared to her happiness! Please, take her to safety! Go on! Go on! It's been a long journey. A lot has happened along the way. But it's all worked out well in the end. Old obligations matter not one jot. What matters is being able to live a full and happy life. You should decide for yourself who you wish to marry. I won't rush you. Take as long as you need. Although, I don't know how easy it will be to find someone now that you've jilted a prince. How curious to think that you would have been Prince of Argonia had things been different. Fate deals strange hands indeed. Well, pooh to those old promises made so many years ago. Now you two are free to decide your own destiny.
Well, it would seem I've accumulated a somewhat larger entourage since we left Trodane. Henceforth, I think it would be prudent if one or the other of you remain behind to guard Medea and I whenever the rest of the party leaves the wagon. Yes, I know what you're thinking, but one will be quite sufficient. And I dare say it will stop you tripping over each other in those cramped caves you like to frequent. Naturally, if whoever is on guard duty is carrying an important item, I'll see that it gets transferred to the bag before the rest of you set off. How fares my dear Medea? Oh dear, what to do? What to do? Oh, Medea? Whatever is the matter, my dear? What? You haven't been walking alone in the forest again, have you? How many times have I warned you about that? A boy? What boy? I think it would be best if you took a few deep breaths and started again from... Medea! Medea, wait! Oh, my! He does seem to be in a bad way, doesn't he? Men, carry this boy back to the castle at once! At once, I say! His fever appears to have abated, my dear. And the physician was sure the lad is out of danger now. He should be fine. So, I think perhaps it's time you got some rest, hmm? You must look after yourself, my dear. I'm told you haven't been eating well since your mother's passing. Well, if you insist. But have a care, my child. You are in danger of making yourself ill like this. Truly, that young lad has the luck of the devil. Had you not found him when you did, I daren't think what would have become of him. Nonsense! We would be nitwits to ignore such an obvious message. Let us make immediate preparations to depart for the desert. Ah, there you are, my boy. I confess I am privy to what you and King Clavius just discussed. Now I do understand how you feel, but this is a match the two royal families have planned for many years. I'm afraid you've said rather too much on this occasion. Most unlike you. Never fear, however. I shall apologize to the king on your behalf. Now hurry along back to the inn. Very good. Most impressive. Yes, most impressive indeed. You will stay here at the castle tonight. I insist, as a reward for that remarkable show. Had I only known what a fiend that jester was, I would never have let him cross the threshold. But Rylus was a careless master, I must say. One must be in touch with one's servant's needs and moods. It's little wonder he met such a sticky end. Prepare to be amazed. I have been toiling night after night to unlock a marvellous new world of alchemy for you. Oh, this is a pot and a half, quite literally. You can add one extra item into the mix, you see. So recipes of three ingredients are finally within your grasp. Imagine the possibilities! You'll be able to make even more mouth-watering concoctions now. I know, I'm too good to you. How many times do I have to tell you? Pay attention, for heaven's sake. We've got to take care of Jessica right away. It's almost too cold to bear. But if we don't retrieve the scepter, Medea and I may never return to normal. We'll just have to grin and bear it. Oh, by the goddess, why must our quest lead us through such despicably inclement weather? It isn't helping my arthritis at all. Let's keep pushing on. At least moving might help us to warm up a little. That's better. That's got it. That's it. Go on, give him a good biff. What? Oh,